Get going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. Today is January 29th. It is 9:01 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. David, do you want to start?
David Nilsson, Board Chair.
Derek Rowley, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right. Board, first thing up are our meeting minutes from the December 11th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do you want me to put them up? Do they look accurate?
My only comment is my name is accurately spelled under members present, but it isn't thereafter, if that can be corrected.
Yep, we will make that. Oh, yep. We will make that fix, sir. Other than that, everything look okay?
Yes,
Yes.
and I propose we approve, I motion that we approve the minutes of the board meeting held on December 11th, 2024.
I second.
Okay, and we'll do those with those edits, Dave, so you know. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up are the financial statements for the fourth quarter. Turn the time over to David from CLA.
Thanks, Michael. So starting off in the balance sheet of governmental funds for Coral Junction PID number one, we have in the general fund, we have checking account balance of $31,656 and a UMB administrative cost 2022 A2 with the balance of $19,915. There's accounts payable of $18,142. Debt
Yeah.
service, yep.
David, do you have the detail for the accounts payable?
Accounts payable consists of we accrued $8,000 for audit fees, and that was an estimate because we hadn't received anything, any detail. And then there is accounting fees, I believe is the remaining amount. And there's potentially could be legal fees that we don't have detail on either yet.
Thank you.
So this is an estimate. We don't have invoices to this amount.
The 8,000 is an estimate for the accounting, correct? We do have invoices for the accounting or invoices to go out very soon. I
Okay.
think there may be one
And we've
invoice
received
that's
some of those.
I think there may be one invoice that it may not have gone out yet, but it will go out really soon. If you need that amount, I can look that up here after we're done presenting, if you'd like. Okay.
No need, yeah.
No need. Okay. So moving to the debt service here, we have in the bond fund $479,452. Bond fund 2022 A2, 1,067,046 dollars. Pledge revenue fund $738. Reserve fund $431,452. And then the Mandatory Redemption Fund 2022 A1 of $16,365. In the UMB Surplus Fund, $446,495. And in the Access Fund 2022 A2, there's $148,677. And a receivable from the County Treasurer of $57,909.
On that last number from the county treasurer, is it 90 days that they have that to the window that they have to fund that?
So they bill it in October to be due November, and typically that it's due by November 30th, my understanding, and then it starts becoming delinquent December, January, but depending on when people pay, sometimes they take advantage of an low interest and penalty rates that they extended out, but other
And what I
people.
mean is, after the county receives it,
Oh, my
sending
apologies.
it to the assessment or to the
So,
bond.
what will happen is in the month of collection, for example, it's received any funds received in November will be paid out on December 10th or by to December 10th is their deadline, the 10th of the following month. And so I believe you guys will receive a check from them. And then from there, there are some timing of when it's supposed to be turned around and deposited into the UMB account. I have to look at that. I believe depending on the balances or the amounts, that will change, but I think that's what you're referring to is the 90 days.
Okay, but we should be watching for a check then from them. So that should go to the Churchill address.
And I can follow up with the county on that and see if any checks have been dispersed, and then get you more information and if it has or if they've collected anything. So typically, like I said, they get mailed out on the 10th of the following month. So if there was anything in November, December, you'd receive it. Anything in December collected would be received in January and so forth. Okay, in the capital projects, we have in the project fund $88,877, construction fund $145,093, and in accounts receivable, we have $9,258. And just as a reminder, that was the interest that was paid to the developer from that escrow account. Look at that
Okay, so
later.
we owe that. We need to pay that back then.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Okay. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had 52,020 budgeted for the year, of which we have actual of $47,624. And like I said, that does include that estimate of 8,000 of auditing. And then potentially if there's any additional legal fees that are to be billed out in for December work. other financing sources, we've had developer advances of $22,603 and transfers from other funds of $59,012. And with that gets us over our budgeted expenditures here. So we'll, or these other sources of financing. I'll touch base with Shelby on that. I believe that might trigger a budget amendment for the next meeting. But as far as like here, our expenditures are below, but I'll double check on this one. Moving on to the debt service fund. We have revenues consisting of property taxes, $57,909. Interest income, $89,420. And then paying agent fees, $7,000. Bond interest, 2022 A1s. $288,275. Bond interest payment of the 2022 A2s, $271,068. And bond principal payment of $153,000. Other financing sources, we've had transfers to other funds, $70,300, and developer advance, $3,000. And transfers from other funds, $1,178,373. giving us an ending fund balance of $2,648,133.
So, David, on this one, the property taxes, so that is an accrual amount, right? So it hasn't yet been received.
Correct. That's that receivable we saw from the county treasurer on the balance sheet.
Great. Thanks.
And moving on to the capital projects fund, the interest income we have $67,957, and for expenditures, capital outlay of $238,790. And then at other financing sources, transfers to other funds of $1,182,111, and transfers from other funds of $15,026, means an ending fund balance of $243,227. Any other questions or items you'd like to look at a little more in depth?
Are there any areas of concern that you note in these statements?
For me, I don't see any areas of concern. I don't know if there's anything that you guys would like to look at that kind of sticks out to you. This is basically the
So,
activity we saw, so.
yeah, under liabilities on page one. So the accounts payable, so that's just technically not something that we can avoid having at year end just because of the billings will come out. In other words, if we haven't received the billings, it still could show up as an accounts payable.
Correct. We tend to watch the accruals a little bit closer towards the year end so that we can capture those expenses in the year that it was incurred. If the quarters, it's not quite as maybe concerning because it doesn't affect the budget as much. But for this, it does a little more so.
Okay, so but it is I mean, you had mentioned it's an estimated amount or a portion of it is an estimated amount. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. The auditing portion for sure is we don't have any invoices specifically from them, but we know there's been work done on the audit, and so we accrued $8,000 for that.
And then in under the assets, we have the UMB administrative costs showing up as an asset. So that's
So this, sorry, that's an account dedicated to pay administrative costs, it looks like.
it's an account with a balance in it to pay administrative costs.
Correct. And there
Okay.
were transfers from, I believe, one of these other accounts, from what I remember. And then those partially were used to pay administrative costs, and it looks like there's still that balance in there as of the end of the year.
So, can we look at that as the offset for the accounts payable? Is that where those funds come from?
Believe that we can use those. That's being that it's an administrative cost fund, it should be available to be used for those costs for that 18,000.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions or anything you guys like to look at? Okay, I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Okay, so board, what we need to do then would be to have a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Right.
I move we accept the presented finances for the fourth quarter.
Great, thanks, Derek.
I
Thanks,
second that.
David. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's everything I show. David, I have a couple things for you, Hutchison. So, if we're going to need a budget amendment, we need to know sooner than later so that we can get the posting done. because we have different posting requirements if we have to do a public hearing.
Okay.
So just prior to the next meeting. So
I
just make sure they
think,
let me know.
right. I think if I remember right, it's the expenses, and that, I guess, other financing sources wouldn't be an expenditure, so we
Yeah, just
probably
let me
don't need.
know.
Okay,
Okay,
I will
just let me
confirm.
know.
Okay.
Okay, and then
And
the other thing.
that's a 7-day notice, is that okay?
Yep, that's the 7 day. The other thing is, can you please talk to Shelby about the corrective action plan for 2023? It is still showing on the auditor's office, and I just need to know if she did it. We need to just get that information to them. So, she just hasn't responded to my emails. So if you could ask her, pin her down on that.
I
So
will talk
really
to
what they wanted was what the issue was, how are we going to fix it, who was going to be responsible, and then the timing of it. So we just need to get that little summation and then get it to the auditor.
which has
Which
been complete,
was,
right? I mean, we had talked about it previously.
yeah. My understanding was it got fixed. I just don't know. I don't have the information to give them. So when I talked to them, that was what they wanted. They wanted to have on the synopsis, what the issue was, when was it going to get taken care of, who took care of it, and the date that it got taken care of. So
Do you need how it was going to be fixed or any
yeah.
there? Okay.
Yeah.
What, who, when, where, how?
Yeah.
What, who, where?
Which I think that Michael, you had already submitted those questions to Shelby, so it's already in an email.
It should be in that email, right? In that chain.
Yeah.
So I will
And
follow up
then
on that. Yeah.
she had talked with Seth as well. So when I had talked to Seth, he just said, "Hey, send me the stuff." But I wasn't sure exactly what we had to do, what the issue was, and then the timing of it. So, I mean, Seth was good about it. We just needed to get him the information. So, and I'm just showing that it's still showing on the transparency website and the recording website that we still need to file those.
I'll check in with her on that today.
Okay,
I'll get back
perfect.
to you on that email.
Okay. Board, anything else you guys have for us?
Nothing.
Okay,
Nothing
perfect.
else.
All right, get a motion to adjourn then.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Dave.
Second that motion.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we're adjourned. Hey, good to see you guys.